You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In continuing to celebrate Women's Month, we thought we'd keep up with the theme of finding remarkable women to showcase them to our SAFM audience. This week for our executive lounge, we've done exactly that. We have found a woman who might be one of very few in her field of choice. She currently holds a PhD in nuclear engineering. That's probably the easiest thing to identify about my guest. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Rama Tsimela Masango to take a look at what it is that she does beyond being the chairperson of a company that she founded and beyond leading an academy that she's built over many years. Dr. Masango, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Nuclear engineering, how did that come about?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you so much for having me. Nuclear engineering, I think nuclear found me. I studied chemical engineering at the then Cape Technicon, I think it's called CPUT now. And when I was looking for a job, I found work at Kuberg. And when I got there, as terrified as I was being in the nuclear space, I actually loved it. And I wanted to know more. I wanted to learn more. And that's how I really became even more interested, and I wanted to study further. And so that time there wasn't as many opportunities to study locally, so I decided to study out of the country, yeah.
Dr. Masango, tell me about how it is that you then come back after obtaining your PhD in the US. You come back, you build Oreo, you build Mzesi Academy. Take me through what then happens from your perspective coming back to South Africa with all of the skills that you've obtained, and you think, this is how I want to make a difference in the country.
No, indeed. Coming back home was not even a question I pondered a lot on. I knew I needed to come back. At the time when I returned, we were designing a pebble bed modular reactor. So we were quite excited about it. The whole world was watching us do it. So coming back was very important for me. But I knew that my journey was not just for me. I had, young people in the country that I think needed a lot of, encouragement, role models. So that's why I'm still here and we're doing what we are doing. So, yeah, I do a lot of things, but it's really with the intention to spread myself, to encourage others. Particularly young girls, the youth, because the youth of today, generally, there's a lot more challenges. I think that they're facing a lot more challenges than we did, I think. And if we are there to really hold others' hands to say we can walk this journey together, we can encourage them, we can help them to reach their heights as well. It's important to me.
Dr. Masango, while we're on the topic of work, I want to get your thoughts on the nuclear situation in South Africa. There have been many a debate around whether or not nuclear power should be added to our power mix, whether or not we should transition all the way to renewables, how we balance things out around the energy conversations in the country and the just energy transitions that we're going through. I want to get your thoughts as somebody who arguably has experience in this sector. What do you think about where we find ourselves at the moment?
For a start, Jimmy, I think our policy is very clear, the energy mix, and nuclear is part of that energy mix. We have been operating Kuberg for many decades, and we've been doing so safely, so we understand nuclear. There's a need for baseload energy, there'll always be, so there's a space for nuclear, I believe, I strongly believe so. However, it doesn't displace other opportunities and other solutions. And that is why actually in Ario, we are focusing on renewable energy solutions. So it's this room, this space, and that's why even our policy talks about the energy mix. So I feel very strongly that once we understand, I think part of our challenge, perhaps those of us in the nuclear space, we perhaps don't engage more with the public for others to understand what we're really talking about. I think the concern is always the cost, safety, and issues like that. But I think we probably do have a responsibility to engage more with the public so that there is an understanding that we are not saying one and not the other, but we're saying there's actually room. Energy is very, very important for the development of our country, not only our country, by the way, even for the continent. So we have to be looking at a wider spectrum of solutions.
Dr. Masango, when you're not fixing the energy problems of the continent, what is it that you look at to de-stress, to unwind?
I do a lot of things. I am a mother, I have children, I'm a wife, but I do other things as well. I'm a gym fanatic, I love working out. But I think what always is of interest to me, and I take every opportunity when I can to really engage with young people. I strongly believe in mentorship. Every opportunity that I can get to engage with young people, to encourage them, to help them see the brighter side of things, it's always very, very important for me. So I get involved in other things, be it, you know, in the community, in the church, at work, you know, engaging with, you know, our team here to help them see that they also have an opportunity to reach greater heights. It's something I'm very, very passionate about.
Dr. Masango, let's talk about Mzesi Academy. The academy, obviously born out of this passion and out of this need to share yourself with the world and to impart the knowledge that you have and to help bring up the next generation wherever you can. When the academy was started, where did you find was perhaps the biggest learning gap for you in building such an institution?
The reason why we actually started the academy was in realizing that, you know, I have a business partner who's a nuclear physicist as well. But it was in realizing that each time we talk about nuclear, there's a discomfort, there's a level of uneasiness. And we realize that the uneasiness comes from a lack of understanding. You know, when you think nuclear, you know, we always take that term to, you know, the military side of things. Yet when we talk nuclear energy, nuclear technology, we want people to understand that there's a positive side of it. You know, there's the nuclear power, there's nuclear technology, there's nuclear medicine, you know, for diagnosis, for treating cancer, and so on. So the intention of the academy was really to train and to bring awareness and to do it in a simple language that doesn't push people away to say, oh, it's them again with nuclear, but to get people interested, particularly young people. I still say if nuclear was introduced to me when I was young, I would have even gotten into it much faster. I stumbled on it by chance. But when more and more young people get to understand about it, they will actually make a choice, you know, to join this field, because it's quite interesting and fascinating for some of us.
Dr. Masango, what's your favorite meal to cook for your children?
Yeah, I guess that will be mac and cheese.
Is that their favorite meal?
It's because it's their favorite, yes. But it's also quick.
Where do you find the time to do all of the things that you do from a day-to-day basis? I mean, we touched on the fact that, of course, you're chairperson of ARIO, the academy is there, you're a full-time mom as well. You're answering all the questions around balancing a career and a family life. And how do you strike that balance? What for you starts to become important? And how do you kind of filter out the things that are less important to you?
There is no right or wrong. There is no specific formula. But I think what remains important is the balance, that term balance. And no one else can define the balance for me. And the balance changes, and I'll tell you why. It's because on a particular day, if I am preparing for a board meeting, for instance, I won't go to gym at the time when I normally would go, because what is important at that particular time, I need to do it. It's different for different people. But for me, I think you have to be able to find a way to actually do what is important. It could be on different days, different times, but you have to make time. Make time for family, make time for friends, make time to go spend time with mom and dad, you know, back at home, but also take time to relax and to rest and enough sleep. And I put that enough in inverted commas, because we, again, it's from person to person. But the balance really is about doing what matters at that moment. Because when you also don't do that and you follow some rule that says do this first and then the other, you end up frustrated. You know, you haven't finished that report. It's needed the very next day, but you know, you were trying to chase something else because it's somebody else's rule that says you must be doing that particular thing at that particular time. So it really differs, but it's a daily activity to bring the balance and do what is important at that particular time.
Dr. Masango, before I let you go, I want to get your words of wisdom for the youth. You touched on the fact that they are very important to you. Being able to inspire the youth is very important to you. For the youth listening out there, for the young women in particular listening out there that are listening to a woman who is evidence that you can do it all, what would you say to them to inspire them or to perhaps to motivate them if they are in need of that?
Oh, Jimmy, the most important thing I believe is to start with a dream. We have to have a dream that pushes us to stand up and do things. When you have that dream, you have a big enough why you must actually stand up and do something. When you have that dream, you actually start to focus on the things that you can do to help you achieve that dream. The game plan comes along, and even the support around you that you need to achieve that dream. But when you don't have that dream, you don't have that thing that wakes you up in the morning and say, I'm thinking about this. I wish I could do this. Where can I go to ask? Whom can I speak with? Then the picture looks very, very gloomy. So I always encourage young people to say, what is it that you want to do? When you close your eyes, where do you see yourself? What do you see yourself doing? And then we take it from there, and the rest is history. So, and I like to joke also with the young people and say, look, some of us do know televisions, you know, that were called black and white televisions. I say, don't dream in black and white, dream in color so that you see the detail in that dream. Where and how, with whom are you doing this thing? And that is what is enough to actually drive you and start making the next step.
Dream in color, words from a woman who has proven that it can all be done. You can have a family, you can have a career, you can follow your dreams, and you can build the world that you want to live in. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Dr. Ramatsimela Masango, co-founder and chair of Aureo, joining us for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.